is one of the more prominent figures in the Canadian film industry. As an actor, he has appeared in Adam Egoyan's Exotica, for which he won the first of his three Genie Awards, Existence, Bruce MacDonald's Dance Me Outside, as well as Roadkill and Highway 61, which he co-wrote. He's also the writer of the acclaimed 32 short films about Glenn Gould, The Red Violin, as well as Last Night, which won him the Claude Joutre Award for Best Direction of a First Feature, and the Prix de la Jeunesse at the Cannes Film Festival, as well as he was the star of the popular CBC comedy Twitch City, which he also wrote. His latest is Child Star, which he wrote, directed, and stars in. It opens Friday, January 28th, also starring Jennifer Jason Leigh, Mark Rendall, Brendan Fair, Kristen Adams, Dave Foley, Gil Bellows, and Ellen Thicke, among others. It has already been voted as one of the top 10 Canadian films of 2004. Please welcome to the commentary.ca Don McKellar. Good afternoon, Mr. McKellar.
Good afternoon. Well, that's a very impressive resume, isn't it? I'm very proud of myself.
I must have left something out, haven't I?
A couple of things, but that's all right.
The one thing that I noticed in preparing for our chat today and reading everything I could about the film and you is that there is a certain disparity of how the film is described. I noticed this prior to seeing the film, so after seeing it last night, I have an idea of what it's about now. But I noticed at the press conference here at the International Film Festival last September, they described it as in that two-sentence pitch that the producers do, like it sounded to me as if it were a farcical comedy about some kid actor from America.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming up to Canada, dealing with culture shock, and you know, I expected him to not know the difference between an igloo and a Tim Hortons, you know.
Right, right.
And then other things I've read, other critics have said it's a satire about the film industry. One critic said it had something to do about parenting and the lack thereof. Another one said it was a commentary about Canada-U.S. relations, and this is the culture that we share. The first question I'll ask you, and there's no better question to ask the writer, director, and star of the film, what is this movie about to you?
Well, I mean, I guess it's about all those things in a way. I mean, it's about a kid, an American child star, who comes up to Canada to act in a film and runs away from the set. So that's the story, but it is about, when you're trying to deal with the actual themes, I guess it is dealing with all those issues, because on top of being about, on the surface, making movies, about why we make movies, it's also about growing up in surrounded by mass media and popular culture and trying to negotiate your way through that. And in a way, it is about family, and in a way, it is about American-Canadian relations. So I'm going to answer all of the above.
And in writing that, did you have a sense that, I mean, did you think that it was going to be all of the above, or did that just come along by process of making the film? Did you set out to make such a deeply thoughtful film, which I thought it was?
I mean, I guess I didn't. I never thought of it as being a farce, and you know, a hilarious satire. I mean, of hopefully it's funny and things like that. But my sort of fear is that when people hear it's about a child star, they're going to imagine, you know, crazy Saturday Night Live kind of routines and things like that, and jokes about Gary Coleman. And there's not a lot of that. It is on the more serious side, but you know, with funny stuff, I hope. I guess early on when I realized that the sort of symbol of the child star had some resonance to me and was a convenient symbol to talk about a whole bunch of stuff that was interesting to me. And that's why I went with it, because it's such a fascinating phenomena, the child star phenomena, this prematurely powerful and influential child. You know, it just seemed such an unusual and loaded symbol.
Is it true that the film's genesis was a chance schmooze and boozy you had with Haley Joel Osment?
Yeah, that's true, exactly. That's when I met him at an Oscar party, and to me, he just had such a strange impact. It stuck with me when I left and sort of summed up all my experiences with Hollywood and movie making. This kid that I met who was so mature that after 15 minutes of talking to him at a bar, I didn't realize I was talking to a kid. It just sort of struck me well into our conversation that I was talking with this prepubescent kid. And just seemed to sum up a lot of my experiences about Hollywood that is in some ways so immature and in some ways so powerful.
Is there a reason why that you stay in Canada? I'm sure you get offers to act and direct in the United States. Is there a reason why you stay in Canada? Is it because you don't like Hollywood?
It's because of my feelings that, you know, working down there, you know, I always feel uncomfortable. I find people hard to trust, and it's L.A. is a city that I find very uncomfortable. So that's part of it. But in a bigger sense, the reason why I don't go down is because I'm doing okay up here. I've had, like you said, that all those films and that you read at the beginning. I've had my own TV series, and it just seems sort of crazy to go away. So there are certain advantages to actually remaining in Canada. For one thing, you have control of the movies you do up here, and that's something you can rarely get in Hollywood.
How much of your own angst about the movie-making industry, not only in this country but worldwide, is in Child Star? You told an interviewer a while back that you love movies, but you just don't like where they are today.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
I do have this love-hate relationship with movies. I've always loved movies, of course. That's why I got into this business, and there's still great movies being made, but generally I'm getting more and more sick of sort of the stuff that goes along with the movies and the sort of formulaic movies and the influence it's having on society and its inescapable presence, and all that stuff. It sort of makes me queasy, and like you say, internationally too, when I go abroad. I just got back from Thailand last night, and just seeing all those American movies in the cinemaplexes in Baghdad just made me think something's wrong with the sort of power structure of the movies now. It's sort of obvious statement, but it's every now and then it sort of fills me with a kind of overwhelm.
I saw last night for the first time a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And there is a stark difference between that film and Child Star.
Oh, do you think so?
Not just the subject, but also the way it looked.
Yeah.
What were you aiming for in terms of the aesthetics with Child Star?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, I wasn't consciously trying to do something different, but in certain ways it's more similar, someone said, to Twitch City or something like that. Visually, what I was trying to do is make it look more like a movie. Like, it's about the movies, and it's about people living their lives as if they're in the movies and playing parts, and the blurred distinction between movies and reality. And so I really wanted to make it look like a movie, look nice, be composed, and I think that stylistically I was going more for that kind of thing. Last night is more gritty and sort of minimal, and this is more movie-like. Does that make any sense?
No, it does. Yeah, and I must say I did find it at times humorous, and as I said at the top of this, thoughtful. Where did you find the actor that plays Taylor Brandon Burns? It's Mark Rendall, is it?
Yeah, Rendall.
Where did you find? He does look like Jennifer. If Jennifer Jason Leigh and Eric Stoltz had a kid, it'd probably be him, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of amazing. I was sort of really lucky in that regard, that I think genetically it's perfectly cast, if I must say. I mean, I think he really does look like the child of Eric Stoltz, who has red hair, of course, and Jennifer Jason Leigh, and he has some of his features. And sometimes when I saw them sitting together, I was very proud of myself. I auditioned tons of kids, as you can imagine, and he was the best I had. He's from here in Toronto. He'd done quite a bit of acting. But, you know, more child's roles and not so much, you know, this is a part that really tested his range. And normally, of course, he plays a sweet kid, and in this case he plays a bit of a brat. So right away I knew he was my best actor. I was a little anxious that he'd be able to be tough enough, but, you know, but he is.
The implied in the title is, as you said earlier, the analysis of child actors and their place in our culture and our cultural consciousness. Alan Thicke's character, director, I think, potently says it, that they are the sacrificial lambs of America, yeah, suffering for our sins. And then Brendan Fair's character, when he gets in that argument with a fan, says that he was just around for other people's entertainment. What's your background? Did you start out as a child actor, or...?
Well, I mean, no, I was... I acted a bit in high school professionally, but only on the stage. I did some plays, some professional plays in high school, and I actually founded a theater company and things like that. So it's not autobiographical in that sense, but I certainly met a lot of actors over my child stars over my throughout my years acting.
See, that's what I thought. I thought, you know, if you're not, I didn't think you were a child actor. But I mean, how did you get to under? I guess you just met these people, I guess, on your way.
Yeah, well, sure. I met a lot of them. I've acted with some kids before, and I've heard tons and tons of stories from drivers and from crew members who regaled me with horror stories of their experiences with kids.
Your character Rick, he's just the limo driver, but he's a little bit more. The one thing I notice is that he has that sort of goatee thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's I guess it's a soul patch. So, yeah, it's sort of.
What was the significance of that?
Well, he.
The artist, I guess.
That's it. You know, I wanted something to show that he had some pretensions of being an artist, and that's his statement that he's got. He's not just a driver, as you say. He's a He wants to be a filmmaker, and to him that means a patch of hair on his chin.
You said about your character, Rick Schiller, he's slightly unformed. He has to come to terms with his own genuine ambitions and desires.
Right.
Is there a bit of Don McKellar in Rick Schiller?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a sort of... It's a part of me. Part of me, you know, that wants to be an artist and wants to do important work. I hope there's a little bit of perspective on the character's pretensions. But yeah, I mean that's part of me. But there's a part of me in all the parts. Like I am the writer of the film, and you know there's a part of me in the kid. There's a part of me in the parents, and there's a part of me in the craft producer. But yeah, it's close to home.
We're talking with the writer, actor, and director, Don McKellar. His latest film is Child Star, and it opens Friday, January 28th. I've read that Child Star is a product of procrastination. How was it, though, bringing this cast together that you have? And it's an impressive cast. Jennifer Jason Leigh, Brendan Fair, Dave Foley, Peter Page, Alan Thicke, Eric Stolten, Gil Bellows. How did you get them all to be part of your
Fine.
Project?
They were a lot of those castings were pretty simple. Jennifer I'd met before on Existence, the Cronenberg film I did, and we'd kept in touch, and she did a cameo appearance on Twitch City, and so sometime after I wrote it I realized that she'd be great as the mother, because she has she's a brave actor, and is I knew she'd be willing to do a character that wasn't immediately sympathetic, and you know, people are sensitive about portrayals of mothers sometimes, and she's not a good mother, not entirely anyway. And the other people, you know, I got pretty. Eric Stoltz actually said that he wanted to be he said to a newspaper that he wanted to be in a movie of mine. So I read him say that, and I called him on it and cast him. The other people were pretty. You know, I phoned them up and they wanted to do it. Alan Thicke, I think he was titillated by the idea of doing, again, a part that was sort of close to home. I'm not saying that he's like that character, but he certainly knows that world, as he said when I first spoke to him.
Here's a puffball question. Is there a preference for you, one over the other, writing, acting, directing? Or are you just a control freak that you have to...
I mean, for me, I love doing them all. I just think it's a good lifestyle. As you say, with that procrastination thing, you know, I find writing difficult. It's a kind of, I enjoy it, and it's very satisfying in some ways, but it's also exhausting and lonely. Directing is fun, but it takes forever, and acting is great because people treat you really well, and you get a lot of perks that that way. And so, I think overall it's pretty healthy to be able to do all three. I'm not saying it's good for everyone, but for me, I think it makes me happy.
Richard Sturzberg, he's the head of Telefilm Canada.
Not anymore, actually.
Oh, he's not.
Well, I guess he is until there's a new head coming in next month. So,
now you and he had some discussions about the policy of Telefilm Canada. What did that center around?
I don't want to get into this too much because, as I say, there's a new head coming in, and I think there's some optimistic signs. But my argument there was that Telefilm, which is the national funding agency in Canada, should encourage good movies. I said to him that I thought that the only criteria should be that they were good. In the last couple of years, they've been trying to restrict the kind of movies, they've been trying to refocus the kind of movies on what they imagine are more commercial films. And my argument to him was that bureaucrats in Ottawa deciding on what's commercial is the worst of all possible systems. It's bureaucrats deciding what the people will want to see is bound to fail as it has with the, six to eight films they funded in the last couple of years. They made a bunch of commercial films that were sort of cynically made in order to attract commercial audiences, and it failed because audiences could see through that.
Is this film, it's a good film. Child Star is a good film. But I also sense that it has some viability commercially.
Right.
Does it not?
Well, my argument always has been that, that funding agencies and should have a little more faith in Canadian audiences, and the best way to get people to go see films is to make good films and to make them as best we can, and then the audiences should be able to pick up that. And I believe that Canadian audiences do want to see movies. They want to see good movies, but I do think that they want to see Canadian films. Whenever I talk to people, that's the impression I get, that they're eager for Canadian films that they can support. And, I hope that's the case, obviously, with this film.
Do you think that Canadian cinema in general is seen as pretentious or elitist? I mean, I say that because I noticed that the film opens next, we're taping this on the 20th.
Right.
The film opens a week from tomorrow.
That's right.
And it's already been voted as one of the top 10 Canadian films of 2004.
Yes.
So I found that a little troubling.
Well, it's confusing because obviously it hasn't been released, and it's based on the polling for that was based on films that have been in festivals. And so it's another one of those confusing things like the Genies sometimes are, that it's strange to have a movie voted best film before anyone's seen it. But on the other hand, it's probably good for me, so I'm not going to complain about that. Are they viewed as pretentious? Maybe. I think people view Canadian films as either pretentious and sort of dark or just sort of shoddy and crappy. I don't think that Canadian films are. I think there's some variety in there, but it's not without reason that people think that way, and I obviously hope this film is different.
Right. And you got to excuse me, because I swore the next time that I had someone who was either in film or in show business or an actor, I'd ask them a James Lipton question. I'm actually genuinely
interested.
Want to
know my favorite swear word?
No, I wanted to know, if you weren't in the motion picture business, what would you do?
What would I do? Well, to be honest, I'd probably paint, because in university I was taking fine arts, painting. I was practical fine arts, and I think I got pretty good, and I was offered some shows, but I never really pursued it because I started doing movie stuff. So that's probably what I would do, which is probably not that far life from the one I have now.
And for the hell of it, what is your favorite swear word?
Oh, I'm afraid I'm pretty unoriginal with that.
Well, Don McKellar, thanks for chatting with us today.
All right.
And good luck with this film. Just hang on for a sec, because I've got another question. I got a question about last night that I want to ask.
Okay, private question.
Right.
All right.
About Child Star, though, I enjoyed it a lot, and it is often fun. and thoughtful throughout. Child Star opens nationwide Friday, the 28th of January. The writer, director, and star of the film, Don McKellar, has been my guest. For the commentary, I'm Joseph Plenum.